LRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. Yes, it is the weekend. We'll officially welcome you to that here momentarily. Got plenty to get into, a fun show lined up. Casey Gisclair, Manning Passing Academy going on. We'll lead off with him. Will Guillory of The Athletic, he's got the top 10 free agents you may be paying attention to see if the Pels will go shopping for on Sunday. When free agency kicks off, boy, oh boy, it's already started nationally in the NBA, at least at ESPN. It's all about the Lakers. Jordy interned the Lakers. So we're going to do that. 12:30, Rafael Esparza. An interesting list that Chris Sims threw out there. It got me discussing. I had dinner with him last night about it. And then we threw this in. Should Zion Williamson do the dunk contest? He says he doesn't know if he's going to or not. I'm like, the answer is an obvious yes. We'll talk about all of that and more. He said no, by the way. And we'll do all of that after Joey welcomes us officially to the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend. It's Friday.
Yes, Friday. It is. Rebecca Black welcoming you to the weekend. Jordan the intern, Gus Kattengill with you here in our Metairie studios. Joey over in the LaRose studios. Wrapping up an exciting week for us. Still a little hot. Off of Wednesday's announcement, we're getting home for Pelicans basketball. Jordan the intern can't contain himself. Joey's asking me as the show starts, so when are we doing Pelican stuff? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you miss the David Griffin interview, the Alvin Gentry interview? I mean, I'm sorry. Summer League starts next week.
You know, more.
We're carrying the games. But when can we do Pel stuff? I'm like, wait, when's the coaches show? Well, there's no season to start the coaches show. I know you're excited. I know you're excited. It's coming. Okay, we're going to air Summer League games. By the way, that game is sold out. They're going for $143 tickets on the secondary market like StubHub and stuff. That Friday game, it's incredible. Again, right now it looks like it could be Zion versus RJ, Knicks, Pels. We don't know. The official rosters haven't been put out. Is he playing the entire Summer League? Is he just playing that game? I don't know. When we know, you'll know, obviously, with the home for the Pels. But you can get to hear the games, and they've never done it before. They've never aired the Summer League games. Daniel and Jim Eichenhofer are going to be doing those games right here on ESPN New Orleans. So super excited about that as well. Football around the corner. Can you believe it? 4 weeks from today, we'll be talking about practice number two. We would be opening up the show speaking about the first practice of Saints training camp. There it is, Jordan with the grin. That's right. 1 day's worth of sunburnt and sweat already for you, Jordan. All right.
Already got a sunburn this past weekend.
You're ready to go. So that's around the corner. So we do have some football going on. And to give us a little taste, just a little appetizer to that, you got the Manning Passing Academy over there at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux. Casey Gisclair, you hear him on the weekend. Sports Corner is joining us to talk a little bit about that. Casey, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fine, fellas. I got to tell you, you were talking about sunburn. You could get a pretty good one today out in South Louisiana. It is hot.
Dude, it's hot. I know. I'm the same way. It feels like the last week or so, it's been amped up regardless. It's crazy when you look at it, too. I mean, do you remember the first Manning Passing Academy to where it is now? Can you even try to put into words, really, what this has sort of become? It's now the who's who of college. You have to be there as a counselor, right? If you're a college quarterback that wants any kind of help, notoriety, and really to just to show where you are.
It's unbelievable. You know, the last 10 or so years, and heck, this is a 20-year-old event now, but even the last 10 or so years, the growth has just been incredible. And I can tell you, man, I've just got out of the media room over at Nicholls State University, and Ian Book from Notre Dame was there. Justin Herbert from Oregon, who's some estimates number one pick in the upcoming draft. Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. Jake Fromm from Georgia, Joe Burrow from LSU, you name them, they're out here. And, you know, it's crazy because these counselors are, you know, their job for the week is to teach. You know, this is a camp for high school and middle school quarterbacks, so the counselors come in and their job is to teach these young players, but they all say, you know, let's not get it twisted here. Like, we're learning from the Manning brothers just like everybody else is throughout mm-hmm. the week.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you say that, it is true. It's incredible. You know, when you go out there, what's nuts, too, it's all different age groups, and it's all like that. And when you look at the process of them, you know, you have competitions on what Saturday night that happened and all of this. But it really is a chance to learn from guys that if you're a kid, you're going to see them in major college programs, or if not locally here, like you have Justin McMillan from Tulane and such. And, you know, Chase, of course, from Nichols is there. So you're going to see these guys do it. So these are the guys that are competing, and these are the NFL players that are you know, that have done it, and Hall of Famers. I can't think of anything else like that in the country.
No, and I was actually talking to a friend of mine just a couple of minutes ago, and we were talking about some of the famous alumni sort of that we had met here at the camp over the last decade or so. And you're talking Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston. I mean, you name it. Anybody that's in Dak Prescott. Of course, Johnny Manziel didn't last very long while he was here. He was asked to leave, but he was also in attendance at the camp. So, I mean, you name the great college quarterback from the last decade, they've been here in Thibodeau learning from the Manning brothers.
Think about that. I mean, you know how you got asked to leave. I mean, seriously, man, what are you doing? How can you get asked to leave, man? What could you possibly have in your mind to sort of do that? What's the most impressive thing when you look out there and you go out there and you watch the teaching and you watch the interaction? For me, it was, Casey, seeing how these guys that, again, the Mannings are one, but it's some of the other top college quarterbacks that you see there just relate. It almost feel like they're the kids again and understand what they were like, right? Because if you're a kid, you pick up that football. I mean, you mentioned the past guys that were there and the current guys. I mean, to me, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence. That dude is a freshman, won the national championship and beat Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a kid. I'm a teen. I'm like, I want to learn any. Well, what did you do? How did you do that? How did you beat that defense? You know, it's like, but they're so relatable, I guess, is what really struck me. What strikes you when you watch this camp?
You know, it's sort of along the same lines. It's just the fraternity, man. You know, today, Justin Herbert and, you know, Trevor Lawrence were kind of swapping cell numbers and making promises to one another, to text one another throughout the course of the season. And Joe Burrow was talking to the Utah State quarterback because they're going to be facing one another early in the season. So, you know, it's crazy is that, you know, in baseball, all the catchers are fraternity. You know, everybody who's a catcher, they're kind of buds. And football is kind of quarterbacks that are the same way. And these guys were out here while they were, you know, friendly trash talking. You know, Jake Fromm was letting everybody know, hey, you know, Georgia's going to be one of the teams to beat and all that. But at the end of the day, the quarterbacks understand, you know, hey, we've got pressures that no other position has. And at the end of the day, fair or not, win, lose, or draw, the blame or the credit's going to go to that position. So the fraternity-like feel of it, I think, was stood out the most.
I think one of the other things, too, and you mentioned some of the players out there, that it sort of helps because while they're out there being counselors, they also do get some instruction, and it's a chance to go back and forth and banter back and forth. Casey's the same thing in our business and anyone listening in your field. When you get a chance to talk to people that do what you sort of do, you get to maybe go back and forth and hear, oh, so that's what you do, how you do this with your body, or how do you get ready for this, or how did you handle this team or defense, or what are practice habits or eating habits that work for you? I think all of that sort of helps as guys, like I mentioned, whether it's Chase or McMillan or Burrow from LSU, all of that helps when you're talking to Fromm and, you know, some of the other top quarterbacks.
And I think it works both ways, is that Eli Manning has found himself kind of learning some of the methods of some of the college quarterbacks as well. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he was talking to them about diet and nutrition and some of the things that they're doing at the collegiate game. And but you're right, you know, if you're a young passer, you know, a high school or a middle school guy, and you're coming to this camp, you know, you could rest assured you are going to be learning from someone at a position who's doing at a very high level. And, you know, that's talking about the counselors. Now, in terms of the Manning family, obviously that speaks for itself. I mean, Eli's multiple times Super Bowl champion, you know, Archie's a Saints great, Tate's a multiple time Super Bowl champion. You know, most of these camps, you're, you know, getting instructions from, you know, college assistant coaches, whatever it may be. Here, you're getting instruction from literally some of the best players in the country right now at the position.
It's Speed with KC Just Glare at KC underscore Just Glare is the way to give him a follow. You can hear him here on the Sports Corner on Saturday mornings. You know, KC, one of the things that I guess what also stands out to me is when you have these competitions, and again, coming up on Saturday, kind of do that little challenges, because that's what it is at the end of the day, right? I mean, it's football is a competitive sport. So it's kind of interesting. You have a couple of days to get together, be acquainted, hang out, have instruction, and then you kind of get to test your mettle a little bit on Saturdays.
Oh, it's all fun and games until they break out those targets, and then those guys get competitive real quick. You know, they'll be there at Alley Competition tomorrow at 6 o'clock over at Nicholls State University. And if the format is the same as it's always been, you know, they'll have to hit a moving target from 10 yards and 20 yards and also from 45 to 50 yards away. And, you know, you're right. Is that these guys, you know, all throughout the week, it's, you know, hey, we're smiling. Hey, we're having a good time. But then you break out, you know, the winner just like a T-shirt or something insignificant. But it doesn't matter. These guys, they're out there competing and trying to win that thing. And it really is a fun showcase for fans.
Obviously, from where we are and what we cover, whether it's Nicholls, LSU with Burrow, Chase 4K, again, McMillan with Tulane here, and a couple of other local products as well. Just from your perspective, though, covering Nicholls in and around your area, and of course, we hear Nicholls football here on ESPN New Orleans, the growth of Chase 4K all the way, like how important do you think that is to be on that home field and just kind of be a part of this, something that he's did obviously before even he got here, probably as a kid going to these camps, but to be able to be a counselor in your home field, in your home stadium, it's got to be nice for him.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And look, Chase 4K is one of those guys that you can't help but to root for a guy like that. I mean, if you just watch the way that he plays, he's a quarterback, yes, but he's also just the blood and guts of that Nicholls team. And what I mean by that is if it's 3rd and 4 and the pocket breaks down, he's running, he's not sliding, he's putting his head down, he's laying out his body, he's doing everything he can to get those 4 yards for you. And he's a guy that, if you look at some of the things going on with Nicholls football right now, and that's 2 straight, you know, football championship subdivision postseason appearances. They won the Southland Conference last year. And then also now this you know, multi-million-dollar investment to add a new field house to their facility. Like, wow. They're building and doing things here, and I don't think any of that stuff would be happening if Chase 4K wouldn't have decided, you know, hey, I'm going to turn down some of these D1 offers and I'm going to go to Nicholls State University. It literally was a day that changed the entire history of the university. It's crazy to think about.
Wow, it's kind of a bold statement there, but I think you're right. I mean, you can just sort of see, and I think that confidence is something that I know Coach enjoys, and they haven't backed away from that, and it's setting expectation levels and getting ready for that. You're seeing that at Tulane with McMillan. Obviously, Joe Burrow, right, comes in late May and immediately goes out there, and I just remember that post-game after beating Miami. He's like, all those people that doubted us, here we come. It's just you haven't – when you have that confidence at that position, it's just – it's so important to have that.
Oh, there's no question. I mean – I mean, you were talking about Joe Burrow a minute ago. Just his stabilizing effect has had so much impact on LSU football. You talked about McMillan of Tulane towards the back end of that season, that calming influence that he had. Heck, we know it in New Orleans. Drew Brees is cool as a cucumber even when the rushers are running at him. So you got to be poised at that position. And, look, we could talk about defensive linemen. We could talk about cornerbacks. We could talk about receivers. It doesn't much matter if you don't have a good quarterback. We know that as well as anybody.
All right. Once again, man, for folks that want to come out and check out the challenge, what is it, 6:30 tomorrow?
6:30 tomorrow, Nicholls State University. All the proceeds go to benefit the Nicholls State University Athletic Department. You'll be able to watch some of the best college quarterbacks in the country throw the ball and swing it around and have a good time. And it's a fan-friendly event. You know, you could get, you know, opportunity to meet some of these young men that you'll be seeing on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's a great event. Get out there to Guidry Stadium. Always a pleasure. Before I let you go, man, I need answers to 2 questions for you, okay?
Go ahead. So
you might be talking about it in Sports Corner. We were talking a little bit about it and later on in the show here as well. First off, Zion Williamson, he said, I don't know if I'm going to do the dunk contest or not. LeBron hadn't done it. Do you think he should or not? You think it's important? Casey, for me, yes. And the main reason, too, I think, even if it's once or twice, because the logo, as we all know, the logo of logos, the Jumpman, that was a dunk in the dunk contest. Michael Jordan made the dunk contest spectacular, you know, an icon moment, right, from the free throw line. That's what it was. I mean, that's what it was. It wasn't the dunk over Jason, Stark or anybody else. It was that. So I don't know if you can get that anymore, but I do think It is. Why not do it once? Like, I almost feel like it's a shame that LeBron didn't do it once. So I say yes, I'd like to see him in a dunk contest. What about you?
Well, I'll take it from a different perspective. I also like to see him do it, but for a different reason. I like my star players and my franchise players to be so competitive that they want to win every competition that there is to win in the NBA. And to add on your comments about Michael Jordan, a lot of folks don't realize he also was in the three-point contest a couple of times. Didn't ever come close to winning it, but it was a competition that was there. And being the uber alpha male that he was, he said, you know what, I'm going to try to win this thing. So, yeah, I mean, at least a couple of times, go ahead and give it a shot. I'll tell you this, though, the NBA better reinforce that goal and those rims with the Zion spring down. That's going to be tough.
Well, okay, there you go, Casey. That's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I've seen highlights of him, of his noggin getting ahead the rim. I mean, his cranium goes above the rim. Like, that's what I'm thinking. All that other cutesy stuff, I still think there's something to be said to just see somebody just with force and grace at the same time. I just think he could really put on a show. And it would be fun to see. And again, even if it's just the first year's rookie year and one time to do it, we saw the report yesterday, Casey. He has sold more jerseys and T-shirts with his name and number in the first week of being a rookie than, first off, all of the draft class combined, and also, comma, than anybody has ever done in history. 1 week.
So wait a minute, you go put him in
a dunk contest, and the star is just going to get brighter.
All off season long, all I've heard from national media is that those things aren't possible in New Orleans. So
That's right. Small market. That's right. Only LA can it happen. And you wonder, with all that news that came out, Casey, if LeBron and AD said, you know what, you need to switch your jerseys, and then we can start selling some jerseys ourselves, man. Hey, tell everybody when they can hear you tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 10 to noon, Stan Gravois and I will be hosting the Sports Corner, brought to you by Tara Bowen General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. It's always a good time, so we encourage you guys to listen in.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, as always.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Yep, at @Casey_JustClaire is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Join the intern. Yay or nay, do you want to see Zion Williamson in the dunk contest at All-Star Weekend?
I want to see him in every event.
Everything, just the three-point competition,
yes,
too?
Everything.
Well, you know he'll be like in the rookies versus the sophomores and all that other stuff. So, I mean,
he better be.
How incredible would it be, like, the skills challenge to see somebody that big, like, try to throw
passes? We saw the center. We've been seeing the centers the past couple of years.
I think, why not? Look, why not? Do it. Compete it. To me, I would love to just see somebody like that embrace it. You know? 5 p.m. is when free agency begins on Sunday. Will Guillory, the Athletic, put together a top 10 free agent list. We'll go over it with him next on the Sports Hangover. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Hear people chant and feel it hot, hot,
hot. Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, it's the summer pickup van at Barker Kia. Do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do during the summer pickup van at Barker Kia? This is what we can do. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP. And you want to live in more? How about right now? Take $8,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Stinger. That's the hottest new four-door sports car around. Also, come do yourself a favor. Come check out the new 2020 Kia Telluride. That is the SUV everybody in the world is talking about it, and we got it in Homa. Now, those are the real deals we have during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia in Homa, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember, that's strength and laughter.
19KT034. MSRP 27850. $2,000 discount. 3,000 customer care. Stock number 19KT06. MSRP 36945. $1,000 discount. 1,000 customer care. 19KO26. MSRP 4059. 1,500 dealer discount. 3,000 customer care. 1,000 bonus discount. So CTNL. See dealer for detail. Offer ends June 1st, 2019.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I'm telling you, I couldn't walk down the hallway or anything this morning. Had get up on. And I want to say it was nonstop. Who are the Lakers getting with their max money? As I'm watching this, though, I'm going, that's fine. If they spend it on one player, are they going to use the luxury tax to fill out the rest of the
Kyrie,
roster?
Kyrie, Kemba, Kawhi.
Oh, they have them all. Kawhi, they're all coming there. Will Guillory of the Athletic joins us. We'll talk Pels. I'll ask him the question of questions that I just said going into the break. But Will, clearly you're also on the Pels beat, but Lakers beat as well, man. Yesterday, breaking news, the chalk toss is coming back. Headband will also be coming back as LeBron announced he's going to number six as well. I mean, this is the news that everyone is waiting for.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess we're all on the Lakers beat now, right? We're all Lakers / Pels. We have to follow everything that happens with the Lakers for the next 10 years. I guess that's the time now.
It's crazy because you see that, right? Seriously, they made such a big deal last night and this morning that they now have cap, you know, max cap money. But Will, I just asked it to Jordan. I'm asking it to you. If they throw it at one player, they have three people under contract right now. I saw, was it Sports Nation or SB Nation or somebody had a Martini Olive as a member of the starting five because they don't have five players under contract. So you know the whole salary scope better than me. If they give another player max money, where is the regular money going to come? Do they have enough space money in order to fill out a roster?
Yeah, it's going to be a tightrope for sure for the Lakers if they give all of that cap space to one guy. Because like you said, all they have is three people on the roster currently. So if they just use all of that cap space on one guy, I mean, it's basically going to be they use like the mid-level exception, which is around $9 million. And then The rest of the roster, they're going to have to fill out with minimum contracts. So I guess if you're going to Vegas to watch the Lakers summer league team, I mean, that starting five might be their bench, you know, to start game one. So you got to watch those Lakers summer league games. They're going to need all those guys to look good. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Rob Pelinka handles this because, I mean, it kind of goes back and forth every day between Rob Pelinka's an idiot and Rob Pelinka's a genius on Twitter. Between the Lakers fans, it's either like he has no idea what he's doing or he had this planned all along. You guys just didn't see the vision.
That's right. That's right.
So I guess we'll find out which is true once we get to the season because he's going to have a challenge building out this roster. I mean, he's got a great start, obviously, with AD and LeBron, and if they get a third max guy. But once you get to – I mean, we watched what the Toronto Raptors won in the championship this year. Kawhi helped a lot. But a big reason why they won the title was because of guys like Pascal Siakam, guys like Marc Gasol, Fred VanVleet, you know, Danny Green. We saw this year how important depth is to win a championship. And they're going to need that depth to compete in the West. So it's going to be interesting to see how he kind of builds out the rest of that roster.
Speaking of Will Guillory, covers the Pelicans for the Athletic. You can follow him at Will Guillory. I think one of the things that's interesting, you mentioned Summer League. You saw the report this week. I know you did, Will. Zion Williamson sold more jerseys or T-shirts combined than the entire draft class. And also more than any other rookie in this first week in history of the NBA. That's ridiculous. And then you're looking at the report this week, $143 is what's going to cost you to try to get into the sold-out Summer League game. Well, we don't even know if he's even playing. But it's incredible when you think of the immediate impact he's already had.
Small more.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is already one of the biggest stars in the league. And just like you said before, he hasn't even played a game yet. He joked about how, I don't know if I deserve all of this, but I think, you know, everybody seemingly disagrees with him because, he's getting a ton of attention. Of people can't wait to see what he looks like on the court. And I think the Summer League thing I saw was pretty hilarious about them selling tickets for $140.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I was at Summer League last year, and I was walking around and seeing a whole bunch of empty seats. And, you know, some people were like, I don't really feel like being at this game, or maybe I'll go to the next one. And now it's going to be a packed house.
Yeah.
You know, at Summer League to watch, you know, a bunch of rookies playing. And, like, I don't want to throw cold water on this, but I've been to Summer League, and those games aren't exactly the best basketball you want to watch. So if you're spending $140 to go watch the Summer League game, good luck to you, because it's going to be exciting that first quarter. But then when we get halfway through the second, it's going to be like, man, I don't know if this is a great purchase after all.
No, but that's the point, right, Will? I mean, and that's what I think we've all tried to express to the locals here is finally, not that eight, and I don't know. I mean, you covered him on the road this year. I don't know if AD sort of had that flair or the Pels sort of had that flair, but Alvin Gentry, where we interviewed him on Wednesday, he said, hey, look, what I'm excited about is hopefully we stop seeing other jerseys from other teams because people here wanted to go see, you know, their stars finally come in and check it out. The Pels are going to have that. Wherever the Pels go on road games, you're probably going to see number one jerseys in opposing arenas, Will. That's going to be weird for you, right?
Yeah, and I would say the only place we heard cheers on the road for Pelicans last year was at Lakers games, you know, when they announced Anthony Davis in the starting lineup. But I'm guessing that we're going to hear a lot of cheers for Zion next year in the starting lineup, that's for sure. And I think people are going to be excited to see him. When he gets those fast break dunks, we're going to hear the crowd go crazy like we've heard so many times for the LeBron fans.
Yeah.
In the Smoothie King Center, now there's going to be Zion on the road and people going crazy when he throws down dunks. So it's going to be ridiculous to think, you know, the Pels were a team that was struggling to put people in the seats, you know, throughout the AD era. I mean, regardless of how good that team was or how good he was. And now from day one, I mean, it's going to be a packed house. You know, every time Zion plays, every game the Pelicans play, people want to know what's going on with him, what's going on with Lonzo. Is Brandon Ingram continuing to grow? How are they building out the rest of that roster? They're going to be one of the most interesting teams in the league, and it's incredible to think. You know, AD wanted to leave the Pelicans because he felt like he wasn't getting enough attention here. And now this team is going to keep getting as much attention as basically anybody else in the league. It's crazy how things can switch so quickly in this league.
I think maxed out will be the number of games nationally. I think it's, what, 25, Will? My indication from
speaking
right
to
people.
That number, right?
Yeah, the team's expecting to be maxed as many national TV. So, yeah, to your point in itself. One final Zion question, and I'm going to ask you about the free agents that you put out there in the Athletic, speaking with Will Guillory. We were just having dinner last night, me and a couple of buddies, and we were talking about the dunk contest and about Zion saying, I don't know if it's not or not. LeBron hasn't done it. I'm like, I hope he does because – A, the iconic moment for Jordan came in the dunk contest, right? One of the logo came from the dunk contest. And I just think it'd be great to sort of see him in there, even if it's just once or twice or whatever. I say yes, I'd like to see him do it. I don't think it can be anything bad. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see it. I mean, I think we all would love to see Zion in the dunk contest, but I think, you know, this is a product of kind of the NBA today. We all love how, you know, crazy NBA Twitter is and all the Woj bombs and how we get access to these guys every day. But I think this is a byproduct. You saw it a little bit with LeBron, but I think it's going to be even tenfold in the Zion era where, you know, we're going to be picking apart every little thing he does and every single moment is going to be anticipated for weeks in advance. And I think, you know, just the thought of, you know, going into February and everybody kind of counting down the days until the Zion slam dunk contest, and him having to live up to what everybody expects. You know, the first thing anybody on Twitter does, it doesn't even matter. The first thing they're going to say is, oh, overrated. Oh, it was trash. Oh, it wasn't what we expected it to be. And, you know, I feel like LeBron kind of felt that, and that was the reason why he never did the dunk contest, because he just knew people were going to just crap on him as soon as he threw down the first dunk or kind of say, oh, this isn't what Jordan did, or that's not like he. You know, and guys,
I think they're different people, though, huh, Will? I mean, they come across a little differently in that. I think, I don't know, I don't want to say it's not confidence, but I almost feel like LeBron has to, it's stuff like, hey, I'm filming, God bless me, and this is great. Like, hey, thanks, I can't believe I set another record. It's almost like the self, I almost have to make sure that I pat myself in the back. Whereas I think I look at Zion, he'd just be like, say, I think it just would be fun to do. All right, I didn't win, but I tried my best. And you know what I'm saying? I almost get that sense and feel.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing with Zion compared to LeBron, or I think any other superstar that's come out of college with as much fame that he's come out with. It seems like his approval rating is, like, ridiculously high just because of his personality and the way he plays and him kind of, you know, shunning a lot of what people wanted him to do as far as sitting out of Duke after he got hurt, or, you know, going back into the draft after the Pelicans won the number one pick. I think so many people just don't have that hate, and I think, you know, so many times we talk about stars in the NBA and the hate that follows them, the hate that follows LeBron or Kevin Durant or even Stephen Curry, and it just feels like for whatever reason that just doesn't exist with Zion. And maybe it'll come one day if, you know, the Pelicans miss the playoffs for the next 3 years, people will start, you know, hating on him. But it's just amazing to me how high the approval rating is for Zion. It just feels like there isn't anybody out there that has something bad to say about him. And maybe that goes to your point of, like, hey, go in this dunk contest because everybody likes you anyway. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
But it feels like at some point that has to shift, right, just because of the way we consume the NBA and sports in general, that there has to be naysayers at some point of people doubting you. But it just feels like with Zion, man, it just feels like everybody loves him, man. Everybody wants to see him succeed. It's kind of strange, as weird as that is to say.
Man, I'll tell you what, I hope he does it. I think it'd be fun. But you bring up a good point. It's just how everything is. And I say this a lot of times, and unfortunate how life is right now, man. I look at my wife on a nightly basis and go, is anyone happy? Everyone sues everyone. Everyone so finds unhappy. Something wrong with something. I'm like, can we just not be happy? Just enjoy life, man. It's crazy. Will Guillory of The Athletic, final thing for you, my friend. You put out an awesome list. I encourage people to go check that out. So don't give us all 10. Give us 5 or so, because I want people to go check out your work. Of the free agents to keep an eye on, I see a lot of Tobias Harris out there. I don't think it's an Al Horford or a Kemba. That's not happening. It's crafty vets. I like a Nick. Do you think Mirotić could come back? Things like that. When you put together the top 10 list, what were you looking for before you came up with 10 names?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to fill the hole at center. I think that's got to be the number one goal for Dave Griffin going into the summer, is figuring out what he's going to do with that position, what type of guy he's going to bring in. I think, first and foremost, you got to get somebody that can space the floor. You know, with Zion, Jrue Holiday, Bradley Ingram, all of those guys are trying to get to the basket. So I think having guys out there that can give them a little bit of space, that can kind of make the defense pay when they collapse, I think that's going to be really important, I think. The other part is they would like to bring in somebody with just a little bit of veteran savvy, somebody that's been around. You know, this is going to be a really young team outside of Jrue Holiday, and I think as much as they love Jrue Holiday as a leader, they would like him to share that burden with somebody else, especially somebody who's going to be getting a lot of minutes. So I think that will be the ideal fit, and I think that's why, you know, Al Horford is the guy I kind of threw out there as the number one goal for the Pelicans. Like you said, I think it will be really tough, especially with the number that's been thrown out there. It's been reported that somebody's already promised him a four-year deal for $112 million. That's close to $30 a year, you know, for a guy, you know, going to 30 years old.
Right.
Been through a lot of playoff battles. I think that's a lot. If you can get him closer to a three-year deal, I think that would be the perfect fit for what this team needs on and off the court. But another guy, you know, I threw out there was Brook Lopez. You know, it seems like all things seem to point to him going back to Milwaukee at this point. But, you know, we know free agency is crazy, and if he becomes available, I think the Pelicans have to pounce on him because of what he brings as not only a prolific three-point shooter, but a guy that can protect the paint. I think I saw somebody tweet out yesterday, he's the first person in NBA history to average 2 3-pointers made and 2 blocks per game in a season. Which is insane to say he's average. He's hitting 2 threes a game and getting 2 blocks a game, which tells you how much he impacts on both sides of the court. And I think also a few sneaky names I threw out there, like Ed Davis. I think that's a veteran guy who would fit in really well, been around some young teams before. I think he would fit in really well. But even if you don't go big guy, I think, you know, some things I throw out there are like Damari Carroll. I think a really nice wing player, can hit some threes, and I think, you know, that's something that David Griffin needs to focus on, is just getting some shooters in here. I think, you know, we know how important three-point shot is in today's NBA, and as the Pelicans, as much talent as they have, they just don't have those guys right now, those floor spacers, those guys that make the defense feel like they should question themselves if they're going to double-team Zion or trapping Jrue Holiday and pick and roll. You got to be able to make them pay, and getting those shooters in is going to be extremely important. So I expect them to do that, not only with a big guy, but at least one or two guys on the wing or at guard that can knock down threes. I think that's going to be the priority going into June 30th now, I guess, instead of July
30th. Yeah, yeah, 5 p.m., Will. Get ready. Have that phone charged. 5 p.m., dude, on Sunday.
I remember a couple years ago getting the phone call that Drew Holiday signed his, or agreed to his contract at 4 in the morning, to having to wake up and wipe my eyes and write the Drew Holiday story. So I'm very happy with the decision to push this over to primetime.
I think that's why they wanted to do that for sure. I wonder, as we close out here, Will, Jared Dudley's been recruiting himself, I think, to the Pelicans. He tweeted he loved Aaron Nelson. He tweeted he loves David Griffin. Something tells me I wouldn't be surprised if Jared Dudley winds up a Pelican in free agency.
Absolutely, and he fits everything we talked about, right? He's a three-point
exactly.
shooter, a veteran guy, been around young teams. He's got experience with Alvin Gentry and David Griffin in the past, with the Phoenix Suns. So I think he would check off a lot of what you're looking for. And I think somebody that's willing to talk and be vocal in the media, which we know Jared.
Bingo. Right. Well, you need that guy in the locker room with those young kids. You need that guy to be like, guys, hold it together, or do it like that. I really think somebody like that as well, there's somebody that can sort of, you know, get in here or not. Any shot you think of Tobias?
I think it's going to be tough, because I really think the Philadelphia is going to be the heavy favorite for him, because they traded so much to get him, and I think it will be a huge loss for them to lose Tobias. But I'm not as big a fan of the Tobias addition, just because I think they need a true center, and I feel like playing him will kind of take minutes away from the Zion-Brandon Ingram tandem. I think you want to see those guys together as much as possible. But if you get a talent like that, of course you go after. But, man, going back to Jared Dudley, I would love to get him just because we lost Solomon Hill. As much as people hated Solomon Hill on the court, man, the media loved him in the locker room. He was excellent. Right. So we need somebody to slot into that place. That's the guy, the go-to quote for the media.
Yeah, like I said, man, I'm excited about just to see what's going to come of this, Will. I mean, you got Hart out there already calling themselves the Beignet Boys. I think Zion, you know, he's going to naturally fit that. And Drew's shown the ability to kind of run a locker room. So let's see what happens, man. And if Griffin keeps telling us, as he told us on Wednesday, it's a defensive, high-flying type team that people are going to want to get on this bandwagon and watch. I have at it. Let's see it, man.
Man, it's going to be a fun ride for sure. Just seeing all these young guys come together. And I still keep thinking back to, you know, my man Joel Myers at the press conference with Zion Williamson saying, man, we're going into the summer with some cap space. This is something new for the Pelicans. So $30 million of spend. This is the new world for the Pelicans.
Cap space, draft picks. Yeah, cap space, draft picks, and more importantly, excitement. Will Guillory, go give him a follow at Will Guillory and at The Athletic NOLA. Go check out the work, as I'm excited, man. It's right around the corner. Football, and then also basketball in September is when camp starts, and we'll get the schedule out and all that, and it should be fun. Thanks, Will, for the time today.
And congrats on you guys for getting the flagship, man. That's big-time news for you guys.
Appreciate it, Will, as always, man. You know you're going to be a part of it, so I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's going to be a fun year.
For sure. Thank you, Will. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. We come back, Senor Vegas. Rafael Esparza had dinner with him last night. We talked about Chris Sims' top 40 quarterback countdown. Look, anytime he comes out with this, I think he does it on purpose to irk some people. He has Drew Brees at 10. Where would you put Drew, though? In all seriousness, who is the best quarterback in the NFL? Who you got? We'll go over it. I don't like the fact that Matt Ryan, Cam Newton are above Drew Brees.
Your boy's at one.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah. No, not my boy.
That's your
no,
boy.
No, my new guy is Pat Mahomes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never said Aaron Rodgers was my guy.
I actually have it saved in my computer.
No,
I will send it to you to play on the Sports Hangover right.
I said it. You know what? We'll argue. We'll go to break.
I will send you the sound right now.
And discuss this. It's the Sports Hangover, new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Henry's favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Time to welcome in Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. It was fun hanging out with you yesterday evening, having a little dinner. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. How about yourself? Anything new with you guys lately? Did I miss anything?
Nah, no big deal. You know, just the station of the Pelicans. But other than that, you know.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, that's it. We spoke last night about a couple of topics and had a little fun. And towards the end of the evening, I don't know how it even got to it, but we talked about Zion and the dunk contest. I've asked two guests already, Casey, Just Glare, and Will Guillory. They both agree he should be in it. They'd love to see him in the dunk contest. I was saying to you last night, look, it's an iconic thing. It can be an iconic moment. The logo, the Jumpman brand, the everything that it was the dunk from the free throw line. I'd love to see it happen. I think a lot of people would love to see him just almost break a backboard, just do all of that. It'd be fun. You said no. Why, Debbie Downer?
Because he already had his moment. He already had his shining. He blew up a shoe. There's nothing more he can do. He blew up a shoe. He's already had his iconic moment. And a dunk contest is not like when I was there when Jordan and Dominique were battling in Chicago and Dominique Wilkins got screwed. I was at the dunk contest is not even close to that. People are more excited to watch the three-point contest with the Curry brothers and who's going to beat them. They're more excited with that than a dunk. The dunk contest, it needs to be changed or do something, because right now I think it's probably one of the worst stuff to watch.
Okay.
Zion has already had his moment.
Well, there you go, though, but that's my point. You're saying that it's kind of lost its luster, and it has, right? It got, to me, a little more gimmicky than the, because again, these athletes are all good. They all can jump through the ceiling and they all can do that. What would make it different? Maybe that would help so that you said change it. How would you change the dunk contest then?
I don't know. Maybe put it at 12 feet. I don't know. I mean, I just don't. So, you know what? I would like to see these YouTube dunkers battling an NBA dunker. That's what I want to see. We're bringing these guys on YouTube that are doing these outrageous dunks to battle these NBAs. I think that could be kind of fun to watch.
Okay. I understand that. So you want to see the YouTube dunkers take on that as well. The other thing that kind of had a little, I was chuckling a bit. Chris Sims, he does this every year. I'm convinced he does it on purpose. His top 40 quarterback countdown. He has Aaron Rodgers as number one, Pat Mahomes two, Russell Wilson three, Andrew Luck four, Deshaun Watson five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. You couldn't believe that Brady was number one. You think that any list that comes out, yours, mine, the interns, Chris Sims, Tom Brady has to be number one. Why?
Because he's got rings. He doesn't have just one. He doesn't have a multiple trips to the Super Bowl. He's got rings. Until he hangs it up, to me, he's got to be the best quarterback in the league.
That simple. Because the rings.
What do we play for? What do these people play for? They play for championships. I don't, some people maybe play for money, but okay. That's what they play for. They play for championships. And he's, last time I checked, he's putting rings on toes because he ran out of fingers.
Join the intern, can't believe the list. He hates Aaron Rodgers. He thinks Patrick Mahomes is overrated. Tell him why Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes does deserve to be in at least the top five, don't you think?
I say top five. It's hard. For me, like I said, I already think Tom Brady's number one.
Okay. Who's two?
What was that?
Who's two?
Ooh, who's two? I would probably, you know what? I would probably have to go with either Drew or Rodgers on there. But Big Ben is coming close. We've had this discussion. All Big Ben does is win double digits every season. Every season. Oh, it's the Ravens year this year. And then all of a sudden Pittsburgh wins 10 or 11 games. Cincinnati, they have a great team. Oh, Pittsburgh, all they do is win 10, 11 games. Ben Roethlisberger has to be the quietest, probably top 10 quarterback on that list.
Mahomes is easily five.
Oh, you're a joke. All he did
he's
is
a rookie.
The first year he started, he won the MVP.
He's just a rookie.
For you to say he's easily five, I mean, what are you out of your mind? They had no defense, and the guy got him to the AFC title. I mean, you're a joke.
I would put Andrew Luck above Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, come, you know, I mean, the both of you. Seriously. Why would you put Andrew Luck above Pat Mahomes?
Because what he did last year coming back from, we didn't think he'd be able to throw a 10-yard pass. We thought
congratulations.
So, I mean, what he did last year and some, they were like maybe a 4 or 5 team win maybe, and then all of a sudden they're making playoffs. If he's 100% back, he's top five easily, but I have Patrick Mahomes. How's he going to do on sophomore? If he has another phenomenal, even close to what he did last year, then boom, he's two or three.
Give me your top five.
Not in any order, but Rodgers, Breeze, Roethlisberger, Luck. There's no way I'm going to put Deshaun Watson in my top seven. I'm actually blown away that he was fifth on that. Tom Brady. I mean, whatever. Phillip Rivers really at 12? I mean, yeah. Cam Newton. No disrespect to Newton and Ryan, they're good, but well, I have to put Phillip Rivers above both of those two.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing where you can make the cases and the arguments. You know, Russell Wilson. That's it. That's why Seattle gave him the contract they did. You brought up what Andrew Luck is. Look, can people on the street honestly name another Colt other than Andrew Luck, right? I'm being honest. I mean, how many people can name multiple Colts players?
Colby Brisket, the backup quarterback. Come on.
Hey, that's my point, all right? Look, I do like Deshaun Watson, and I think he's pretty good, too. Is he the fifth best quarterback in the NFL? I don't know. But look, with Matt Ryan and Cam Newton, I mean, I'm going Breeze all day over that. And that's not being a homer. I just think he's a better quarterback. Accuracy, decision making, that knocks Newton out of the top 10, if you ask me. He's got great, you know, physical traits. And let's see, you coming off the shoulder surgery, if he can't throw it through a barn anymore, then, you know, he's going to have to be a different quarterback. And if you don't have the arm strength, I don't know if he can sort of do that. So, I love that. Do you think Baker Mayfield being down at 17 is too far?
Not really. I think that's where he goes. I mean, you put Nick Foles above him just because he's got a championship ring. I'm a little shocked that Stafford was 14. I would put Stafford above that Dak Prescott in a heartbeat. A little bit shocked that Joe Flacco is 25. There's multiple Super Bowls. I mean, he's getting out. He wants to redeem himself in Denver. I think he's going to have a really good year at Denver, so I'm a little bit shocked on that one. But, no, it doesn't really shock me.
I mean, in this list, Andy Dalton and Joe Flacco are behind Kyler Murray, who hadn't thrown a pass, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, like young quarterbacks. It's incredible. I mean, look, say what you want about Andy Dalton, hadn't won a playoff game and all that. They've gotten a lot of wins under his belt. Flacco's won a Super Bowl. He's behind Kyler Murray, who hadn't thrown a pass. I mean, it's incredible to me.
Yeah, I mean, some of the when you really look at the list, I mean, really Marcus Mariota at 29. I mean, the list is kind of a joke, but at the same time, I just think he puts this out just for.
I agree. Eli Manning, 34th. he's never going to get that respect, is he? I mean, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP, and people treat him and talk about him like, yeah, but.
No, he's never going to get that respect. Wow. He's got the little brother respect. I mean, because everyone's going to talk about Peyton before they talk about Eli.
What are you shaking your head for?
Nick Foles should easily be above Carson Wentz.
Here we go. You know what? I don't even know what to tell you anymore.
All right, Gus. Break down the past two seasons for me.
That's fine. And who did the organization choose?
Wrongly.
Oh, so now they're wrongly. Wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see where they go this year.
There he is. Rafael the odds. Who has more wins? The Jaguars or the Eagles?
I'm going to say the Eagles. I think they have talent. I think they have a better talent on offense.
Thank you.
But
better quarterback.
Yeah, quarterbacks usually sometimes just don't win games. Defense wins games. Eagles have good defense. Jacksonville's defense took took two steps backwards last year. I'm still going to say the Eagles.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
You want to try again? I mean, you can keep asking him as many questions as you want to try to sway your opinion. Good.
No,
you
get I'm fine. More? I'm fine. No,
no one
I'm
more.
Fine.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Fine.
No?
I'll stick with my opinion. You can stick with yours.
800-998-1003. We'll talk a little bit about this as well. Rafael, enjoy the weekend. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. And thanks for the company yesterday evening.
Not a problem. Take it easy. Have a great weekend, guys.
At VSI Doc Sports is the way to go give him a follow. Go follow him on Instagram as well. He does little daily videos, little daily hits. Major League Baseball, the works. Love to get y'all's opinion. Two questions I figured, again, I don't even know where it came from. We're just having dinner, playing on our phones. I'm like, did you see this? Or we're talking about this. Do you want to see Zion Williamson in the dunk contest? Yes or no? I say yes. Go ahead and tweet that as well. Two, who is your top five quarterbacks in the NFL? Because I feel everyone goes, oh, that guy isn't one, he isn't three. Okay, well, who's your five? Into this season, right now. Not based on the team they have. You see, I look at it differently. When I say give me your top five, I'm talking about I had a chance right now to have him as my quarterback. It would be blank. Does that make sense? Let's look at it that way. Sports Hangover. Coming back, where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Hey, who wants gum?
I do. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Think Native Americans.
Native Americans gave me chewing gum? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they also gave you parkas and canoes and snow goggles and adobes and chaps and electroplating.
Really?
So many things. Lacrosse, hammocks, baby bottles,
seriously?
Rubber, the compass, camouflage, aspirin.
Aspirin? I didn't know that either.
Yep. And kayaks, yams, maple syrup, suspension
maple
bridges,
syrup.
Umbrellas, vanilla, freeze-drying, harpoons,
really?
Peppers, avocados.
More at sacredpeople.org.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
At a young age, I learned how fragile life is. When I was 11 years old, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. As the oldest child, I quickly became her secondary caregiver, which has forever shaped me. We helped my mom through multiple recurrences for 4 years before losing her to this devastating disease. At the time, treatment options were limited. All we could do was retreat with chemotherapy and watch and wait and hope. It was so hard for us to hear that the doctors thought they had it, but truly didn't. My time with my mom was cut short. But now, women living with recurrent ovarian cancer have options like maintenance therapies, which can extend their time in response and delay recurrence. These options mean power in an otherwise powerless situation. That's why I stand together with care partners and women living with ovarian cancer to declare not on my watch. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
Talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Illustrated had a fun little interesting tidbit here we'll get into here in a sec. Travis, what you got for us, man?
Sorry, Gus, Joey, Jordan, I'm sitting here packing my bags, gotta go to L.A., gotta seal his deal on Kawhi Leonard.
There he is!
Since Zion participates in the slam dunk contest? No. Will he? Yes. The slam dunk contest has changed from an actual contest to who's the most popular dunker at the time. Like, it's not, that's what the slam dunk contest is about, and it's awful that it's stooped that low, but that's where we're at with it.
How would you fix it?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How would you fix it?
How would I fix it? Actually, I would have probably the lower tier dunkers. I think you should showcase them. Showcase the D-League slam dunk contest and have them go against the NBA slam dunk contest. But, guys, I mean, make it a tournament. Make it this dunk against this dunk. Make it this guy versus this guy. And make it and take the fan voting out of it. I think the people in the arena should probably vote more than the people sitting at home watching it. That's terrible. Get rid of the people sitting on the side. Get rid of Shaquille O'Neal, Hakeem Olajuwon sitting there voting. But those guys are always going to vote for the more popular liked guy. They're not going to actually vote for the best dunk.
Okay.
And top five quarterbacks.
Yep.
No particular order. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, of course. Russell, Philip Rivers over Ben Roethlisberger any day and every day of the week. And then I'm putting Patrick Mahomes up there.
Wow.
No idea, Jordan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
You clearly did not watch football last year.
Keep going, Travis. I watched Travis.
Keep going, Travis. I'll let you know when we hit the top of the hour break. I'm just going to sit back and relax. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. That guy who plays for Kansas City is amazing, okay? There are quotes from actual legends that have said, this guy is on something else. This guy is something that we have never seen before. When those legends speak of quarterbacks of that nature, like that, like they don't say that about Baker Mayfield, or they wouldn't say that about Sam Darnold. They say that about Patrick Mahomes. There is something about that guy, man. There is something different about him. Anytime there's a quarterback, barring he has any major shoulder injury, that dude can throw 80 yards with a flick of a wrist, man. That is so hard to do.
If he repeats what he did last season, I'll give both of y'all a pat on the back.
Just repeat back-to-back MVPs for you to give him credit. You realize he was the MVP.
All right, I'm not. All right, yeah, I understand that, but
he got. He was the MVP.
He stole it from Drew Brees.
Should
have easily been Drew Brees.
Jordan. I love Drew. You cannot say how Drew ended the regular season compared to Pat was the same.
Because we already clinched the whole NFC division. Okay.
He had less talent at wide receiver than what Drew Brees had last year. I mean, he threw a ball to Tyreek Hill all year, who's fast, but he's not a possession catcher. He has Travis Kelce. He had, Kareem Hunt running the ball.
Come Those are now. Three great players.
Here we go. Travis, thanks, man. We got to get you in here. You want next Thursday? You want to come meet us at Vinny's or what?
I'm okay with next Thursday. I can come
next Thursday. We're going to finally get to meet Travis, a.k.a. the LeBron-geless Lakers media relations.
I got to go feel this deal, man. Got to get Kawhi out here.
You better show up in Laker gear is all I'm saying.
I'll show up in LeBron gear.
There it is. Enjoy the weekend, Travis. 800-998-1003, a continuous discussion. Why do I feel like this is about to get into Pat or Drew, who you're taking? Why do I feel that discussion's coming?
Last year was Drew or Aaron Rodgers.
Hour one was brought to you by The King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring The King, 504-909-KING. Hour two next on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.